I guess as a breeder, I see that breeding is really a genetic approach to improve the sustainability of our plants and animals. And if you look at history, at the improvements that we've made to our agricultural plants and animals, it's really dramatically reduced the environmental footprint of a bushel of corn or a glass of milk. And once you've made genetic improvement, it's permanently inherited and cumulative, so that once you've made it, it continues on to the next generation.
That's Dr. Allison Van Inenem in a conversation with AgriPulse contributor Jeff Nally. She's a genomics and biotechnology researcher at the University of California at Davis. She went on to take a sustainability approach to genetic engineering, pointing to the reduced input by breeding for disease rather than applying additional treatments to control for disease. And Van Inenem says it's the concern of feeding a growing population that should drive people to consider the future of agricultural biotechnology.
I am interested in trying to address the problems that agriculture has. And one of the problems that we have is the projected increase in demand and projected increase in population. And I think many public sector scientists that are working in this field do sense that urgency. We need to double food production in the next, 30 years, and how are we going to do that? And so I do feel a passion about that, and that's kind of what drove me to pursue the career I have.
As for the future of the technology, Van Inenem says she's worried about what the conversation surrounding genetic engineering could do to its practice.
My concerns regarding genetic engineering is that the politicized debate around it has really stopped its adoption by small companies in the public sector in terms of improving plants and animals. And that's, I think, unfortunate, because there are many applications where it's been used to do things like fungus-resistant strawberries or disease-resistant plants, where those plants cannot be adopted into by farmers. And so they keep on having to spray fungicides or having yields lost or animals lost to those diseases.
The full open mic interview with Van Inenem can be found at AgriPulse.com. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.